بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالت يا ويلتى أألد وأنا عجوز وهذا بعلي شيخا، إن هذا لشيء عجيب.
Verse number 72. When the angels gave Sarah this amazing good news, she asked how she could have a child when she was an old woman and her husband was also advanced in age. Having a child at such an age was incredible and was not normal.
أتعجبين من أمر الله، رحمة الله وبركاته عليكم أهل البيت، إنه حميد مجيد.
Verse number 73. When Sarah was amazed at the news, the angels asked her if she was amazed by Allah's decree and command, because people like her know that Allah is able to do such things. The mercy of Allah and His blessings be upon you, people of Ibrahim. They said, Allah is praised in His attributes and actions, the possessor of glory and the honorable.
فلما ذهب عن إبراهيم الروع وجاءته البشرى يجادلنا في قوم لوط.
Verse number 74. After the departure of the fear that Ibrahim, peace be upon him, had felt because of his guests not eating his food, the discovery that the guests were angels, and receiving the joyous news that he would have Ishaq, who would have Ya'qub, he then started to debate with the messengers about the people of Lut, asking that the punishment for them be delayed, and that Lut and his family be saved.
Inna Ibrahim lahaleemun awwahum muneeb.
Verse number 75. Ibrahim was forbearing, wanting to delay the punishment, praying often to his Lord, calling upon him and turning to him.
Ya Ibrahim, a'rid 'an hadha, innahu qad jaa'a amru rabbika wa innahum atihim 'adhabun ghayru mardud.
Verse number 76. The angels told Ibrahim to leave off debating about the people of Lut. The command of his Lord had come that they would receive the punishment he had decreed for them, and there was a great punishment coming to the people of Lut, which no debate or prayer could turn back.
رسلنا لوطا سيئ بهم وضاق بهم ذرعا وقال هذا يوم عصيب.
Verse number 77. When the angels came to Lut in the form of men, he was distressed by their coming to him, and he was upset because he feared for them, due to the fact that his people went to men with desire instead of women. Lut said that it was a terrible day, because he thought his people would force themselves on his guests.
وجاءه قومه يهرعون إليه ومن قبل كانوا يعملون السيئات. قال يا قوم هؤلاء بناتي هن أطهر لكم فاتقوا الله ولا تخزون في ضيفي أليس منكم رجل رشيد.
Verse number 78. The people of Lut came rushing to him, intending to commit an outrage against his guests. They were used to going to men with a desire instead of women. In order to put his people off his guests, Lut told them that they should marry the women among his people, because they were purer for them than the outrage they committed. He told them to fear Allah and not to disgrace him concerning his guests, asking if there was a single right-minded man among them who would tell them not to commit such a shameful act.
قالوا لقد علمت ما لنا في بناتك من حق وإنك لتعلم ما نريد.
Verse number 79. His people said to him that he knew that they had no need of the women among his people and no desire, and he knew very well what they wanted as the only desired man.
قال لو أن لي بكم قوة أو آوي إلى ركن شديد.
Verse number 80. Lut said that if only he had strength to use against them, or people to support him, then he would be able to come between them and his guests.
قالوا يا لوط إنا رسل ربك لن يصلوا إليك فأسر بأهلك بقطع من الليل ولا يلتفت منكم أحد إلا امرأتك إنه مصيبها ما أصابهم إن موعدهم الصبح أليس الصبح بقريب.
Verse number 81. The angel said to Lut, peace be upon him, that they were messengers sent by Allah, and that his people would not be able to touch him with their evil. They told him to leave the town at night, when it was dark, with his family. They said that no one should turn to look at what was behind them, except for his wife, who would turn back wrongly, because the punishment that would come upon his people would also come upon her. They told Lut that the appointed time for their destruction would be the morning, and it was nearly time. Beneficial points. 1. The virtue and rank of the family of Ibrahim is clearly demonstrated. 2. It is established that it is permissible to plead for those whom you hope will have faith before their case is decided by Allah. 3. The story highlights the rank of Ibrahim, peace be upon him, as the friend of Allah. 4. The story also shows the atrocious shamefulness of the actions of the people of Lut.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَّنضُودٍ.
Verse number 82. When my command to destroy the people of Lut came, I turned their towns upside down by raising and overturning them together with the people, and I rained down on them stones of hard-layered baked clay that came down one after the other.
مسومة عند ربك وما هي من الظالمين ببعيد.
Verse number 83. These stones were marked by Allah with a special sign, and they are not far away from the wrongdoers of the Quraysh and others. Instead, it is near and will come down on them when Allah decrees it to come down.
وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ وَلَا تَنْقُصُوا الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ إِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ خير وإني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم محيط.
Verse number 84. We sent to Madian their brother Shu'aib, who said, O my people, worship Allah alone. You have no other Allah that deserves to be worshipped besides Him. Do not give people less in the measure of volume and weight when you deal with them. I see you in prosperity and with blessings. So do not change Allah's favor to you by committing sins. I fear for you the punishment of encompassing day that will reach every one of you and from which you will not find any place to run to or seek refuge in.
وَيَا قَوْمِ أَوْفُوا الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ
Verse number 85. He said, O my people, give complete and just measure of volume and weight when you measure for others. Do not cheat people of their rights by giving short measure and deceiving them. Do not spread corruption on earth by killing and committing other sins.
Baqiyatullahi khayrun lakum in kuntum mu'minina wa ma ana alaykum bihafiz.
Verse number 86. He further said, The lawful that Allah leaves for you after giving people their rights in full and with fairness is of more benefit and contains more blessing than the extra obtained through giving short measure and spreading corruption on earth. If you are indeed believers, then be content with that remainder. It is not my duty to watch over you. Record your actions and hold you to account for them. The one who watches over you is the one who knows all secrets and private conversations.
قالوا يا شعيب أصلاتك تأمرك أن نترك ما يعبد آباؤنا أو أن نفعل في أموالنا ما نشاء. أو أن نفعل في أموالنا ما نشاء إنك لأنت الحليم الرشيد.
Verse number 87. The people of Shu'aib said to him, O Shu'aib, does the prayer that you offer instruct you that we should leave the worship of the idols our fathers used to worship? Does it instruct you that we should leave dealing in our wealth as we wish and investing it as we wish? You are indeed the sensible and wise person we knew you to be before this invitation. What has happened to you?
قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي ورزقني منه رزقا حسنا وما أريد أن أخالفكم إلى ما أنهاكم عنه إن أريد إلا الإصلاح ما استطعت وما توفيقي إلا بالله عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب.
Verse number 88. Shu'aib said to his people, O my people, tell me what will be your position if I'm on clear proof and insight from my Lord, and he has given me lawful provision from him, as well as prophethood. I do not wish to prohibit you from something and go against you and do it myself. I only wish to set your matter right, to the best of my ability, by inviting you to declare the oneness of your Lord and to obey him. My success in achieving this is only with Allah, May he be glorified. I place my trust in him alone, and I turn to him in all my affairs. Beneficial points. 1. Allah's custom is to destroy the wrongdoers with the most horrific and severe punishment. 2. It is unlawful to give short measure and to cheat people of their rights. 3. It is necessary to be satisfied with what is lawful, even if it is little. 4. It is unlawful to spread any type of corruption on earth. 5. The verses indicate the virtue of instructing good and prohibiting evil, and the necessity of practicing what Allah instructs and abstaining from what He prohibits.